This coaching catch-up is brought to you by the Eastern Insider Podcast and emueagles.com. There's only one show in Michigan that covers all things Eastern all the time, the Eastern Insider Podcast. New episodes are set to begin Monday, August 30th, and can be found at emueagles.com/podcasts, Apple, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your digital media. It's another beautiful day out here at the factory inside of Reinierson Stadium, and another football practice complete, an opportunity closer to opening night against St. Francis. Today, we're pleased to be joined for our coaching catch-up by second-year tight ends coach Brandon Blaney. And coach, it's hard to believe, but we're already well into the third week of camp. We're getting really close to the time where you guys are going to put on the jerseys and be ready to play for real.
Hey, the beautiful thing is the clock is ticking. And, you know, as time goes closer to game day, you can see, especially as the veterans are in here, that the urgency is really starting to click in even more. And that realization that every single rep now is becoming even more critical in getting ready for the game.
I hate asking questions surrounding COVID-19. I didn't want to get into it this year, but as we all know, it's not something that's gone away completely. Although the difference between this year and last year is this year, you guys are still in camp into week three, have not had to take that pause. How good has it felt and how important has it been for you guys as a unit to finally feel like you're getting back to what would be a normal style of football heading into the season?
I think COVID-19 has been a great lesson in life, not just for the tight ends, but for everybody involved with this game, that nothing is a given to you, and there's no entitlement. We're not entitled to a season. We're not entitled to a game. And, you know, every game, every practice, every rep is a complete and total blessing. The thing beyond that I think really stands out with us working our way through this pandemic is being able to have a year-long calendar with these guys, and having those super seniors, especially in my position, have been critical. The weight room, being able to get into that weight room and actually do some squats and do some heavy lifting is paying huge dividends, at least for my position right now.
Well, let's talk about your position group, because it's so important for Coach Creighton's scheme in both the passing game and the running game. And it's hard not to look to one of those seniors when we talk about your position group in Captain Thomas Odekoya, who I know leads that room for you. Give me a little bit of an update on what his leadership has meant to you since you've gotten here to become his coach, and also just going into this year, finally back to, like I said, a little bit more of a normal football season. And then we'll talk after that about some of the newcomers and some of the guys that you've been impressed with early on this year.
I'll say this much. Thomas Odekoya is like a CEO of this football team when it comes to being a football player. Just the leadership that he brings, not just to the tight end room, but to the team in general, is like something like a CEO. And I guess at age 25, with 3 degrees already, and the life experiences that he's had, you know, I guess he's earned that role.
Well, and as a coach, you've got to love when you have a player that can step up like that and take some of the things, not off your plate, obviously. It's your job to still maintain control of that room, but to have a player that self-starts a lot of that responsibility and accountability for the rest of the group has got to be a dream for a coach.
Well, the fun thing about it is, you know, right now we have 2 tight ends that are going into their senior year with he and Bryson Cannon. And to be honest with you, my time in college football and my time in the NFL, like, this is the first time in my career that I've got a room that I feel like I have 2 guys that are pro ready and understand, you know, how to professionally come into a meeting already prepared, already having watched the film and taken the notes. They already know the answers to the questions that I haven't even begun to ask them yet.
Well, that's certainly a big deal. And I'm glad you mentioned Bryson Cannon, because I was standing in the end zone today, the south end zone, when you guys were running some plays against the defense. And man, he came down with a catch that was really impressive. And for those fans that have paid attention, it's no surprise Bryson Cannon might have the best hands, not of any tight end, but maybe on the team. And then you talked about Thomas Odekoya. Both of those guys have aspirations for the next level. Give me a brief rundown of what makes both of those players, their game, so ready to take the next step this year at the collegiate level, and then give them the aspirations to move on to the next level as well.
Well, the best thing about it is we have 2 different body types at that position that have 2 completely different skill sets. So with Thomas, you know, you have a big 6'5", 260-plus-pound tight end. And that person, you know, I would stack Thomas against anybody in college football right now to block at the point of attack. I would say that his skill set as a blocker is on the elite side, you know, for college football. And, you know, the one thing I can tell you, 5 years in the NFL, the one thing that you're looking for that nobody can seem to find are those point of attack tight ends that can go in a two tight end set or a goal line set and block down on a 270, 280 pound defensive end. Thomas has that ability. And he's a person that doesn't need a lot of reps to get it down. He's somebody you can draw it up on the board, maybe watch a couple clips on video, and you're going to get exactly what you coach on that. Bryson, you know, has a little bit of a shorter build. You know, I liken Bryson. I call him my ninja out of the group right there. He just kind of sneaks up on you. Very underrated. And, but when he's out on the field and that ball gets thrown to him, you know where he is after the play because he's usually catching it and usually getting six on it.
Well, one of the best things about camp is it's not only an opportunity for those leaders to take the next step, but an opportunity for some of the players that haven't gotten the time on the field yet to really improve their games and start to work themselves into the system. Who are some guys in your tight end room that fans this year should be looking out for to remember that name, that whether it's this year in the immediate future or coming up, that are going to be big names here in the green and white?
Well, I'm telling you, as a position coach, and this is not through my doing. It's really through the organization's doing and through these young men's efforts. Like, I'm one of the luckiest coaches in college football right now because I have a good amount of depth at that position right now. I think Gunnar Oaks has had a phenomenal summer from about the last week of spring ball up until the beginning of camp. He has done a great job of transforming his body. We came up with a game plan to cut down on body fat and to develop his midsection. And he's just really taken that to heart and done a great job in the summer program. I've got Jerry Getzinger, who's coming off of a freshman year. And Jerry has a very unique skill set. He's got pretty good hands, but his forte is being able to strike people in space. And, we can get him out of the box and in the box and out on the perimeter. And the one thing that he'll do is as he's closing, person tries to get off of that block, he's able to redirect immediately and then pop his hips on contact. It's a very unique skill that's highly underrated in the game of football, but it's a huge value. And then I've got Andreas Paschke coming in from Denmark. Andreas, is probably the next in line to be a great one. Here at Eastern Michigan, he's got an amazing skill set, great attitude too. Just every day you can see growth with him. And then I've got Evan Furtney, who's done a great job of building his way up and pulling himself up from his bootstraps, and he's getting a ton of reps right now. I mean, that's a one positive. Zach Hartsfield has done a great job of adding depth and great attitude, and really, you know, just kind of quietly doing his work. And staying, you know, kind of in the shadows, but standing out when you sit there and you watch him on tape. And then I've got a young tight end right now that is going to develop into being a really good tight end. And you can see every single day just a little bit of growth with him that's coming out here. So it's going to be exciting to see Cole Rusk a year from now being in that weight room and, just continuing to develop his body.
Oh, it's so exciting for fans, I'm sure, to hear not only just about everybody's progression, but having a group really of just so many different talents and so many different skill levels and getting that group to move forward together. Finishing up here, a few more moments with tight ends coach Brandon Blaney on this hot and steamy one already. It's not even noon yet, and it's already hot out here at the factory, but we're still playing football. Coach, when you think about camp so far, I know it's hard to bottle all of the thoughts up into one thing, but give me one thing that you really like out of your group so far in camp as a whole. And one thing that over this next couple of weeks, you're going to be hammering home that you need a little bit more improvement on.
Hey, I think right now, you know, I think as a whole, this group has done a great job of playing physical football. And when the plays are needed to be made in the passing game, we've really stepped up. What we've got to do now is we've got to get ready for game week and start locking in on St. Francis and really focusing in on that aspect of the game plan right now. I don't really look at it as a lacking. I look at it as a challenge that's before us, and that challenge is game number one.
Coach, last year we were lucky to still get a shortened season in, but a lot of key things were missing. No fans in the stands, the marching band not here, Eagle Walk that you haven't been able to be a part of yet, but that you've certainly heard about, all that stuff missing. From a personal standpoint, what's something that you're looking forward to having back this year that we missed out on last year, just from the pageantry side of things?
From the pageantry side, I'm going to be selfish on this. I'm going to look forward to seeing my wife and my two boys here on game day. And, you know, I've got a son that's 11 years old and a son that's 9 years old, and they're just discovering this game, just playing tackle football for the first time. So, you know, now they're at that point where there's an appreciation for what dad does. And, you know, not being able to have those guys out on game day, you know, is a little bit of a lacking end on that deal, you know, as a dad.
Well, Coach, we certainly always appreciate your time. Always so great in terms of the detail you gave us about your tight end room. I know our fans, I speak for them when I tell you how much we appreciate it. Can't wait to see your group out on the field in just a couple of weeks, September 3rd, Communiversity Night here. Hopefully a full house at Rainier Stadium. Until then, we'll catch up with you before the first game, but good luck the rest of the way in camp, and we'll be excited to see you dressed up on the sideline. We'll be excited to see your family in the stands as well.
Hey, truly excited too, and hope we fill that factory up.